Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I'm not sure what just bloomed in the air, but my allergies have been so out of control. I so badly want to live the life where I can keep my doors open with this perfect spring weather, and I'm able to roll around in the grass outside with my littles and live a life without the gross congestion. But when my allergies are at their worst, I start having to compromise on life. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieves your allergy symptoms and decongests your nose so you can breathe better. This double-action combination of prescription-strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. I love that Claritin has an option for non-drowsy relief of allergy symptoms. With Claritin D, you can still make the most of your day without compromise. This means that I can have my windows down car dance sessions with my boys and help with yard work without the symptoms of my allergies popping up out of nowhere. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. Welcome to Real Talk with Rachel Autry. I am so excited you're here.
I'm so excited. It's going to be such a good conversation today.
It is. Well, one, I feel like, you know what's really fun is having girls on the show that I'm like, I bet you we'd be besties. You know what I mean? Like friends that you're like, I think we're going to hit it off great.
Literally the other day I was searching on Amazon smiley face sweater. So the fact that you're wearing one right now, like it's just not to be.
You know where I got this sweater from though?
Where?
TJ Maxx.
Oh, I love TJ Maxx.
It found me. It found me.
I need to go to TJ Maxx.
I was ashamedly, I was getting a gift for a friend for her birthday. And I was in there and I saw it. And I was like, we're not shopping for Rachel. We're shopping for Carla. And I ended up walking away with it. It's okay. I love it. Okay.
That's how it happens sometimes. It
makes me so happy. So yes, I think you should get a smiley face sweatshirt. 100%. Or if I find one, I'll just ship it to San Diego. And then we can find. Yeah. I'll keep an eye out. I want to know what you've been up to. I feel like, I mean, this is different because we're literally on different side of the country. But like we have had like tornadoes and then ice and snow and like weather's been weird. People are getting sick or whatever. Like what is it like in San Diego right now?
It literally just poured yesterday, which is super rare for San Diego. But yeah, we had like flood warnings. I was on a marketing call and no joke, my phone just goes like, warning watch that comes on. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. But yeah, flood yesterday, but that's the first time it's rained like all year. Well, I guess we're only a few days in. Well, we're only like a month into the year, but you know, it's been actually like mid-60s and sunny most of the year so far. It's been quite wonderful.
That's what I love to hear.
Yeah.
That's so fun. Okay. And then tell people a little bit about you. How do you fill your time? Who is Allie? There's so many little fun nuggets. So if you miss one, I promise I'll fill them in.
Yeah. So like you said, my name's Allison, Allie, Al, Golden. I feel like everyone calls me all kinds of different names, which is fun. And I, like she said, I live in San Diego, California, and I am a part-time pediatric nurse. I am an author. I am a speaker. I am in seminary school. I am a wife. I am a friend. I'm a lover of pink and iced coffee all year round, even if it's 30 degrees out. And yeah, I just love to have conversations about Jesus. I love to encourage women in their relationship with Jesus. And I love to encourage women to let the light of the Lord shine through them. So that is a passion of mine. And that's a little bit about me.
I love that. Okay. I have to know though, what's your coffee order? Because iced coffee is not all created equal. So
it depends where. But Starbucks, I'm a brown sugar oat milk shake and espresso girl. Or a vanilla sweet cream cold brew. Right now at home though, I have an espresso machine. And
yes.
I do a double shot Americano with a little bit of half and half and some sugar-free syrup, maple syrup.
That sounds amazing.
Sounds like a full latte in a way, but like healthier-ish.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Healthier-ish. I love it.
You know,
I have a friend who also does like iced lattes all year round. And yeah. I'm like, y'all need koozies. You have one of those like koozie iced coffee koozies?
I always have a sleeve on my drink.
Good.
Yeah.
We need it, especially a pediatric nurse. I mean, like, yeah. I have friends that are just in, yes, the nursing arena. And I just applaud y'all. I feel like the post-COVID world is just different. And you see so much. And then you add family dynamics and kids and heartbreak. And I like, my heart breaks. I'm sure there's like fun celebrations sprinkled in there. But, and I know this too, because I got to read chapter one of your book when I joined your book club, your book launch team.
Yeah.
but you have hard stories walking away from that too. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's something that like, I mean, I think if you're friends with a nurse, you've probably heard some hard stories, but I don't think it's, I don't know. I just don't think people talk about that area of medicine often, because like, who wants to spend time talking about it sometimes?
Yeah.
But something I love about you is like, you would never know. I feel like you're the kind of girl that has like a really hard day and then like no one would ever have been able to tell. And that's not being fake. I think that that's fruit. And so I want to talk more about that. Like, tell me about hard day, walking away from it. And our friends listening, I'm sure, have faced hard days too. It's gonna be good.
Yeah. So in the first chapter of my book, Arise and Shine, I kind of just share a really hard shift that I had when I was a newer nurse. I was about a year and a half into my nursing career. Now at this point, I'm at like 5.5 years in. And I unfortunately walked in on a patient attempting to take their life. And obviously that's something that you're not ever going to really be prepared for. It's not something that often happens in nursing. And I was not prepared for that at all. And it was very hard, obviously, as I'm sure you could assume. But it just kind of, you know, left me in this place of like really questioning the Lord. Like, why was I the nurse that night? Why did I have to take care of that patient? Where was your light, Lord? Why was that patient going through such a hard time? Like, why couldn't that have stopped? You know, you could ask question after question after question. And I really just felt the Lord, like, I had a choice, right? I had a choice to either let those thoughts consume me, or I could actually like do something and seek the Lord in it and say like, okay, yeah, I'm asking, where were you? So will you please show me? And I really just, like, of course he wants to show me. Of course he wants to comfort me. Of course he wants to comfort you in the hard things that you've gone through, and something that can be like therapeutic. And I'm not saying that this is like therapeutic for everybody, but for me, it has been a lot of seasons of being like thinking of as something that was hard and being like, okay, Lord, where were you in that situation with me? And so I did that in this. I was like, okay, Lord, where was your light in that situation? Like, that was so dark and that was so hard. And I felt him just be like, Allison, it was in you. Like, you weren't necessarily like, oh, I'm trying to shine the light of Christ right now. Cause obviously I was in flight or fight mode and adrenaline rushing and doing everything I could do to help the patient. And yes, praise God, they were okay. But I felt like he was just saying like, you are now made in, like, you are made in my image. You have said yes to following me. So I now dwell within you. So the light in that situation was in you, whether you realized it or not. And so that just truly brought me so much comfort. And so to those of you listening, you know, if you've said yes to Jesus, like, you carry his light, whether or not you like fully realize it or not. And that's just something I'm so passionate about helping people realize, is that Satan's greatest tactic is making us feel so overwhelmed by the darkness in the world that we forget that there actually is light that has already overcome.
Yes, that's so good. Because a lot of times I feel like, specifically when you start looking at the world, full of believers and non-believers, full of hurt and grief and sorrow and a lot of really hard things that in those moments, what I want to offer someone is hope, is a light. And that seems so intimidating where you're like, well, what words would I use? and how do I sit someone down and tell them? But then I remember that this is not like a struggle for Jesus. Mm-hmm. It's not a tug of war like I've always imagined it. It's like literally flipping on a light switch where if there's a dark room, you flip on a light switch and all of a sudden there's light. And it doesn't have to be as complicated, I think, as sometimes we make it out to be a light.
Yep.
And so I want to talk practicals. Like, have you found certain things that you're like, oh, these are non-negotiables, like what I must do in order to feel like I even can stay in within like the light of Jesus, not be overcome by darkness? Like, what does that look like for you? Because I want to preface this. I think that a lot of people are listening today because something in their life feels heavy and they're hoping that this conversation can be one they walk away with. And they're like, that's something I could do right now to feel a little less heavy or to feel Jesus' presence regardless of my circumstance. So I just want you to like encourage that girl.
Yeah. Honestly, Satan, all he wants is for you to feel so overwhelmed, so isolated, and just consumed with the darkness in your life and that's in the world. And so we have a tool. We have so many different tools that the Lord has given us in which we can use to help us overcome those lies. And so one promise of the Lord is that when we, it's in James 4, when we, you know, draw near to the Lord, he draws near to us. And I feel like that is, a verse that we talk about a lot as Christians, draw near to the Lord and he will draw near to you. But there's a verse right before that that says, resist the devil and he will flee. And so I think that it's so beautiful that we, when we're drawing near to the Lord, when we're spending time with him, reading our Bibles or praying or just sitting in silence or just questioning him, even like even when we're asking questions to the Lord, that's still drawing near to him because we're talking to him and we're communicating with him. And so I love that it's like, resist the devil, he will flee, draw near to the Lord and he will draw near to you. And so in that drawing near to the Lord, in that getting to know his character, reminding yourself of his promises, reminding yourself of who he is, you can say, devil, flee from me right now. Like, I am not called to be a woman who is overcome by the darkness in the world. I am not a woman who is stuck. I am not a woman with no purpose. I am not a woman that just can't get past the circumstance. It's really hard. I'm a woman made in the image of God, and I have Christ's light shining through me, and I am empowered by the Holy Spirit. And so there's a chapter in my book, Arise and Shine, where I talk about declarations and how powerful declaring the truth of the Lord over yourself can be. And, you know, I think a lot of times with like declarations, we can expect like, okay, I'm going to say this over myself and tomorrow I'll be changed.
Sure.
But unfortunately, it is more of a like daily practice that has to be played out. So it's waking up every morning and saying, I am the light of Christ because Jesus lives in me. It's waking up and saying, I can do hard things because the Holy Spirit empowers me. And it's not on my strength that I can do this, but by the strength of the Lord. One that I've been recently saying over myself is, not I who live, but Christ who lives in me. So just daily remembrance of, it's not me living my life. It is Christ in me living out this life. And so I hope that some of those little tips can be helpful for you. And I know a lot of them can sound possibly redundant to you. Like maybe you are like thinking, draw near to the Lord, but it is God's word that is alive and active and holds all authority. And there is truth in the fact that when you do draw near to the Lord, he will draw near to you. It's not like he might draw near to you. You know, if he's feeling like it, sure, he'll draw near to you. It's a will. It is a 100% he will draw near to you. And so I just want to encourage you, push past the barrier that you're feeling of drawing near to the Lord, because that's Satan. That's him holding you back from the fullness that the Lord has for you right now in this season that feels really heavy and dark. And all the Lord wants to do is lighten your load.
So good. I think too, there's so many times where I want to be able to carry the light of Jesus. Like, right, I obviously would never sign up for hardship or darkness or whatever it's going to be on my own. But it, like, saying the declaration sometimes can feel inauthentic, like for me. But what I have to remind myself is I am telling, like, my soul is having to preach to my body and to my mind. And like, this is an operation. This is a machine. I am not just like, you know, my mind's not going to easily believe what my heart knows to be true. I have to tell it. Like, my ears literally have to hear it. I think that's why Jesus says, like, let my praise be on your lips. Like, speak it out loud, because there's so much power that comes from that.
Yeah.
It's really funny too, in like a world that believes manifestation, where I'm like, well, number one, it wasn't your idea. Number two, it's not really how it works. But like, it's this bigger idea of when our body hears what's true, how cool is it that God created us to work that way? So
yeah,
for someone that's listening, that's like, oh, that seems like a little inauthentic. Like, why would I say, you know, like, I can do hard things when I feel like I really can't, or my anxiety is pushing me back, or whatever it is, that's actually even a better of a reason for you to start saying these things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 100%. Yeah. Even like, you know, Romans 12:2, be transformed by the renewal of your mind. God's word is what can renew our mind. So speaking his word when it even feels like we're being inauthentic, or when it feels like it's like not truthful to us in that moment at all, it is the ultimate truth. God's word is right. The ultimate truth, and his word does transform our minds. And so there is so much power when we choose to declare things over our lives, even when we're not fully believing them. We can trust that the Lord is doing a supernatural work within us to help ourselves believe that truth.
So my friend Kelly sent me a text the other day that I think was really funny and you would probably relate to. It was about how we plan to conquer the summer together while both of our boys' preschools and Mother's Day out options, well, they're no longer options for the summertime. Listen, I am all about creating fun summertime memories, but the morning coffee date with friends, the opportunity to clean up the house while the boys were in school, and getting some work deadlines met are now a little bit more challenging. But I have found us all a solution. There is an incredible app called Wendy that connects families and college student nannies. They are background checked, interviewed, and the sweetest. Not only are you able to meet your childcare needs, but you could also help those college students that are looking for summer jobs. There's options for part-time help and full-time help, whatever your childcare needs are. Wendy has a match for all of them this summer. All you have to do is go to wendy.com/realtalk to start a search for a nanny. And as a special offer, they are going to knock $50 off your search if you go through that link. Wendy provides top-notch service, but at a fraction of the cost of traditional nanny agencies, and there's no ongoing fees. So here's how it works. Go to wendy.com/realtalk to start your search. A Wendy concierge will find great matches for your job and set up interviews for you. Then you choose the one you like. Get started now, though, because there are a lot of parents out there looking for nannies for the summertime, just like you and I. Go to wyndy.com/realtalk right now to start your search.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with the King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
So good. What kind of like fruit have you seen in your life? Like, I love these kind of stories, whether they're real examples or whether they're just like bigger principles. What have you seen happen in your life once you've kind of started embracing and working through these practicals?
Yeah. So for me, words hold so much weight. I like, my love language is words of affirmation.
Yes.
And so words just they hold a lot of weight for me and they mean a lot. And so, I mean, I feel like there have been so many times in my life where I've been attacked by the enemy with my thoughts. And I'm sure a lot of you listening have been too, where mm-hmm. like there's just so many different lies that he loves to tell us, like we're not good enough, we're not strong enough, we're not capable enough, nobody's gonna like our stuff as much as they like theirs. Even for me in that situation as a nurse, like I could say, like, I'm a crappy nurse, like how did I not see that coming, you know, like there's so many different things that yes. I could spiral with. But I feel like my mind has just truly been transformed by taking steps of declaring truth. I put sticky notes on my mirrors to help me remember declarations. In times of even like struggling with social media, there was this one girl that posted something that just spoke to me so beautifully. And I wrote out her entire caption and like stuck it on my mirror. And I was declaring it over myself every morning, even when I felt like those words like weren't true for me in that moment. But I just know that God's word holds so much power. And I have seen, I guess, some fruit that you would say that has come from my life is peace. Like, I feel like I live mm-hmm. less anxious. I definitely can struggle with anxiety a lot. And so I feel like just the power of God's word in my life has brought me so much peace. I even struggle with flight anxiety a lot. And let me tell you, any plane I'm on, I am declaring the truth of the Lord over myself and over the plane and over the pilots and over the flight attendants and over every part of the plane. I'm saying, so angels funny. Surround us in the name of Jesus. But like,
did you know my husband is a pilot?
No. Oh, he should give me yes. some tips for some more peace.
I was about to say, I'll have Thomas give you some good tips. But yes, I get it.
So yeah, I mean, I feel like just declaring the Lord's truth, some fruit I've seen is peace and definitely even joy, because yes. I end up believing like, oh yeah, like I am made in the image of God. I'm a beautiful daughter of the King. Like I get to walk fully and confidently in that identity, knowing that, like I said earlier, it's not I who live, but Christ in me. And that brings me so much joy. Like that is amazing. That is incredible. That is the most beautiful gift on the planet. And so I know that it can sound cliche to do this, or it can sound redundant, like I said, or it can just be like, but why would I do that? Well, you do it because it's 100% true that your mind will be renewed and you will be transformed. We can't help but be transformed in the presence of the Lord, and his word is part of that presence of him with us. And so his word can renew your mind and can give you peace and joy.
That's so good. So something I'm learning a lot about right now specifically is like little brains, because I have two little boys. And just so fascinating to watch them like put pieces together, like them figuring out the world, how things work, words, you know, like discipline, just everything that it takes to like be a human and how our minds work. And one of the things I've read is that our minds are also so easily, it takes a lot of hard work, but they can be retrained. Like if you have experienced something and your brain thinks that that's the way it works, like you can actually over time with repetition create a new stream for all those like waves to work throughout your brain, so that you experience, you know, more peace or whatever. And it's so interesting too, because right, I'm like not reading this from any like, maybe the scientist is a believer, like maybe the psychologist like do love Jesus, but like who knows. But it's so interesting to read this and think how good is God, that even when our mind has been made up that things are too hard, I'm overwhelmed, this can't be right, whatever, that his word stays true and firm. And so we have something to back up and rely on, and we can retrain our brains too. Like we can reroute those thoughts. We can choose new trails. We can like make the rut that we're in disappear truly by stating what we know to be true. So I think this is cool, because you can, like you said in the very beginning, I have a choice. Like I can choose A or B. And if I keep choosing A over and over and over again, my mind is going to eventually like carve out a road going in that direction.
Yeah.
But if instead you have a habit of praise and you have a habit of declaring truth of your life, so much easier for your mind to bend that way.
Yeah.
Once the habit's been made.
Totally. That's so good. Yeah.
I know, right? So I'm trying. I'm like cultivating a home where we're like, you can do hard things. We're at the stage now. My son's almost three. Mm-hmm. And Maddox is his name. He's gotten to the point where like, if he tries to do something and he can't do it, he's like, it's too hard. I don't do it. I'm like, no. Like we can do, we can try again.
Yeah.
And it's just so funny that like they, like the way the humans are, we just are kind of bent towards giving up and like not wanting to try again. But that's like a discipline and that's a hard thing to choose, but we can.
Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. There's hope. I would love for you to talk a little bit more about this project, because something I know about books is that a lot of times if you're like writing one, chances are there's so many other people that are going through something similar, which is why it needs to be on a shelf.
Yeah.
So what point was it where you were like, I'm having these conversations with people, or I keep hearing this message, or I feel like God's just like my heart. Like, what was it where you thought, I can't be alone in this? Like, this has to be.
Yeah.
This has to be more than me thinking this that led you to a
book. Yeah. So it was back at the end of 2020. And I had an opportunity to be a part of Lisa Turker's book proposal bootcamp. It's the first one she was doing. You would learn how to form a book proposal and like you would learn the publishing world. And I was like, oh, maybe I'll write a book later in my life. You know, I had just started Words Are Golden Instagram account and was writing a little bit, but I was still a full-time nurse and I just thought I was going to be a nurse my entire life. And my mom and my aunt sent this book proposal bootcamp to me and I just started tearing up, like really felt the Holy Spirit being like, you're supposed to apply to this. But you had to have a book idea and the application was due in 1 week and I had no book idea. So I was like, okay, Lord, if this is what you want me to do, like, I need a book idea. Like, what do you want me to write about? And he gave me the word light. And so I won't go into details of like everything, but essentially I applied with this book idea that we're the reflection of the light of Christ. And I got in, I formed a book proposal. I learned about publishing and then I had this book proposal and I was like, okay, what do I do with this now, Lord? And then it was right after that the incident with my patient happened. And that's when I knew like, okay, Lord, you do want me to write about your light. And so the Lord had invited me to study the word light in the Bible. And so as I was studying this word light, I began to, you know, post polls on my Instagram being like, does anybody else feel overwhelmed by the darkness in the world and just feel like sometimes it feels impossible to be a light for Christ when we can't even find the light ourselves? Like, how do we do this? If we're called to be the light of the world, like what does that mean when we are surrounded by darkness and when, darkness is happening in our own lives and in the world and it just feels so overwhelming. And so many people related. I mean, I feel like we can all relate to that. Like 2020 in itself was such a dark year. And since then, there's always been hard things going on in the world and then hard things going on in our own personal lives.
Yes.
And people are always searching for light. Even people who don't know the Lord, it's like, where is the light? I want to be a light. Whether they know that the fact that saying be the light is shining the light of Christ, but you know, like we put this, there's like this tone per se, like on the word light of like joyful and happy and cheerful and someone who, lights up a room, right? And so, I started just studying the word light and I was able to form a different book proposal on a book that still had to do with the light of Christ, but was more of like, okay, how do we be the light that actually ignites hope in a dark world? Because that's what we all want to do. We want to ignite hope. We want to help people see the hope of the Lord in the world and in their own lives and in our own lives and how he's at work. And so I just started writing and sharing stories of how I've seen the Lord really just help me overcome barriers where I've come up against things of darkness and had to overcome them. And then I also share a lot of stories of friends and families who have been through really hard things too. And so, wrote a book called Arise and Shine, How to Be the Light That Ignites Hope in a Dark World. And It's a book with just practical tools and like tangible ways to actually take steps towards having the light of Christ ignited inside of you so that you then want to go ignite the light inside of other people.
That's so good. I am stoked. It's funny too, because I totally relate, like whether you're experiencing something hard in your life or you're seeing something online or you turn on the news, I feel like there's always something to kind of like ruffle our feathers. I think it's so beautiful, right? That we're passionate about things that are hurting in the world and things that are feel so hopeless because we have so much hope to offer. But I think it's also cool when you're able to come to that conversation with and like to that narrative with the idea that we know the end of the story. Like this does suck. It doesn't suck forever. Like every rainstorm runs out of rain. Like every, like Jesus' words are final that he's going to come again and we get to spend forever with him. And this isn't our home. And meanwhile, we get to live with him inside of us through the Holy Spirit. Like there are so many cool promises we have inside of that, that I think, like you were saying earlier, the enemy often tries to have us neglect and forget and be so distracted we can't remember. And it's just, sometimes I do think we overcomplicate it, that carrying the light of Christ is truly just remembering who he is, what he did, and what he say he'll do again. And if he hasn't failed us, he's not going to fail us anytime soon. So just so sweet. And I'm so glad that this was a whole like piece, a beautiful book, baby, that you decided to just wrap up and share with everybody else. I want you to share, like, where can people find it? Where can people find you? Words are golden, all the fun things.
Yeah. So the book is available everywhere books are sold, which is so crazy.
But isn't that nuts?
Barnes & Noble, Target, Walmart. All the places where there's like a lot of books. And you can find me on Instagram. My Instagram handle is Words Are Golden. And I would love to connect with you and say hi. So feel free to reach out if you listen to this. I'd love to just, say hi to you.
It would be so fun. She's a sweetheart. I like have loved following you, and it's always really fun connecting with friends online and then seeing your friends share their stuff. You know what I mean? And you're like, wait, that's so fun. I love like seeing all the things. So I just applaud you. Like I love what you're doing online. Sharing a light on the online space is totally a mission field too. So go queen. Last fun question. It could be a shameless plug or truly anything, like spiritual or not. What are you loving these days that you have to share with our friends listening?
Honestly, I know what it is. It's something silly.
Go.
But my husband got me these pajamas from Abercrombie for Christmas. And it is the comfiest two-piece set. It's like a pair of shorts and a sweatshirt. And it's like waffle knit, but you guys, they are so soft. I wish I could tell you the exact name of it, but it's like a waffle knit pajama set. And so I'm just really into these like comfy two-piece sets right now. And that's kind of what I can't live without at the moment. And it's like all I wear every day.
That's amazing. Abercrombie is making a comeback.
It really is.
Like over the past few years, they've really done a thing.
For sure.
Like, different than the middle school Abercrombie, I know.
So, yeah.
Good job.
Same.
The waffle knit pajamas are like the best thing ever. Every time like I have a friend that has a baby, I try to get them a pair of comfortable pajamas because I feel like that's just what you live in for the first few weeks. And that's a good one to add to the list.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
I love it.
They're stretchy too.
That's the best. I'm like, people that sleep in structured pajamas, like, you know what I'm talking about? Like the button up cute two piece sets, I love them, but some of them are not something I want to like roll around in. Like, that's not comfortable.
Yeah, no way. So
stretchy. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, well, thank you so much just for being you and being Allie and sharing a lot about your heart and just this mission of like, hey, hope is for everybody. Light is for you right now, despite your circumstance. It's something that I think we exude whether we try to or not. We can prayerfully carry that, right? But like having these cool practices in our life. But I just don't want us to get so tangled up and complicating it. And that it just is so simple just to carry Jesus and dwell with him and promise like people will be able to tell.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Yes. Oh, thank you so much. It was such an honor to be on the podcast.
Thanks so much for listening to another episode with us. It would mean the most if you took 30 seconds and left us a 5-star review in whatever platform that you're listening in right now. It's one of the best and free ways that you can love on us. So don't forget that anything we mention in today's episode, from resources, products, and more, can all be found in our show notes at realtalkwithrachel.com. For more updates, behind the scenes, and fun chats, head over to Instagram and follow us at Real Talk Podcast.